The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Casey from Federal Way is. Casey, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
And did you catch the men's room yesterday at 5:40 for the cheat sheet by any chance?
I didn't.
Oh, it's a level playing field for you, Steve.
Let's go.
All right, Migs, it's time for you to leave the studio.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Casey has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep.
What animal builds dams across streams?
Beaver.
Correct. Who played drums on the first Foo Fighters album?
Pass.
Dover is the capital of which U.S. state?
Delaware.
Correct. What element has the chemical symbol AU?
Pass.
What movie features the search for One-Eyed Willie's pirate treasure?
Roonies.
Correct. What hangs from the roof of limestone caves?
Stalagmites?
No.
Stalactites?
Yes. Who voiced Mickey Mouse from 1928 to 1946?
Pass.
Which college football team plays in the Big House?
Michigan State.
No.
Michigan.
Yes. Which planet has a year that lasts 165 Earth years?
Saturn.
No.
Jupiter.
No.
Uranus.
No. What is the official state fruit of New York?
Apple.
Yes. Okay. Strong finish. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 you got correct there. Casey, who's with you?
What's that?
Do you have a coach in the background? Who's coaching you?
I don't have a coach.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if I believe Casey.
It sounds like it's Casey and friend, but... we don't know who the friend is.
Yeah. Okay.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes!
What animal builds dams across streams?
Beavers.
Correct. Who played drums on the first Foo Fighters album?
Dave Grohl.
He did. Dover is the capital of which U.S. state?
Ben.
No.
What?
Sorry.
Yuck, 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 yuck.
Haka, haka. Dover, Maryland?
No.
Dover, Virginia.
No. What element has the chemical symbol AU?
Gold.
Yes. What movie features the search for One-Eyed Willie's pirate treasure?
Goonies.
Yes, sir. What hangs from the roof of a limestone cave?
A mistletoe.
No.
Hangs from, I don't know, a crow.
No.
A bat.
No. Who voiced Mickey Mouse from 1928 to 1946?
Walt Disney.
He did. Which college football team plays in the Big House?
The Wolverines.
That's correct.
Michigan.
Which planet has a year that lasts 165 Earth years?
That would be Uranus.
No, sir.
Oh. Mars.
No.
Jupiter.
No. What is the official state fruit of New York?
Big Apple. Apple.
Yes! Steve, with time to spare, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct. And that is a win, 7-6. Sorry, Casey.
That's all right.
Next time.
So shout out to my wife, because every morning she puts together a little breakfast for me and leaves it in the refrigerator so I can grab it and just grab and go, right? So and always an apple is a part of it. So I grab the apple to put it in my bag to bring to work. And I don't know if my wife's trying to kill me because, oh, like, the apple looked fine until I put it in my bag. And I realized one side of the apple.
Oh, God.
Would look like as if, like a monster took a bite out of it.
Okay, so will you still eat it or did you just toss it?
I left it on the bed for her. I was like, what the hell's wrong with you? No, I threw it away.
All right, so our friend Casey, who definitely did not have anyone helping him at all, did know that Dover was the capital of Delaware.
Delaware.
They also knew that hanging from the roof of a limestone cave are stalactites.
Okay.
And then the planet that has a year that lasts 165 Earth years is Neptune.
Oh, all right.
Congratulations on your big victory, Steve.
Big victory.
The Daily Mix Show.
It is time for a simple question, but in order for us to ask it, you have to call now, 206-803-ROCK. Call now so we can ask a very simple question of you, 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Evanescence. As I understand it, Danny has been trying very hard to get his girlfriend Linda to watch a certain TV show, and apparently you guys are just not at all seeing eye to eye on this.
I was just making you watch How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, right. Good pick.
Yeah.
Love that show. I guess it's just a show for the boys because Taryn looks annoyed.
It's fine.
Oh, it's amazing.
My wife loved it too.
It's fine.
And tell me what you think about that show.
Eh. I mean, I'm just not a fan of the like whole laugh track sitcom thing.
But it's so funny.
I got like one chuckle out of an episode. It's like cheesy and kind of lame. And I don't know. There's like no depth, you know?
Have you met me?
Have I met your mother? See? That's good humor.
What's happening here?
What's one show that you love that I can't stand?
I don't know. Love Island?
Wait a sec. Hold on a second. She just said how she doesn't like How I Met Your Mother because it has no depth.
Yeah, right.
And then her pick is what?
Love Island?
Give me a break.
Thank you, Steve.
I like trash television. How I Met Your Mother is your version of trash TV, and reality TV is my version of trash.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the thing. You like stuff that I don't like, but I like everything, so rarely is there something... Wait, hold on. That was backwards.
Yeah, you don't like How I Met Your Mother.
I got such a headache talking to her.
There's very few things that you like that I don't like, but I feel like there's more things that I like that you wouldn't like, with the exception of TV shows, because we like true crime and like murdery stuff.
That made my head hurt.
Dude, okay, I was like, it's either too early. No, it's not too early. I don't think my brain could wrap around what she was trying to explain right there.
Yeah, me either.
Okay. So it's just you.
I was following.
Of course you are, you two that don't like How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, God. Right. Well, this leads us to Ask a Simple Question.
And for the record, I'm a sucker for a good sitcom with a laugh track.
Me too.
Like The Neighborhood, that's my show.
Well, good for you guys.
I like to be told when I should laugh.
Eric from Kenmore, what is that one show that you and your partner just can't see eye to eye on?
Oh my gosh, Bridgerton. I just put my eyeball at that.
Wait, so you don't like Bridgerton and she does?
Yes. The drama is just too much and it's a bunch of old fogies.
Eric, I want you to know this. Brad,
are you watching Bridgerton?
My husband and I watched, I think, the first maybe two seasons.
Is it like Yellowstone?
No.
It sounds like it.
No. But then, Eric, I thought he wasn't into it, so I watched the next season without him, and he was upset with me. So, I mean, I would say just keep trying, because there are some good sex scenes in there.
That is true. Some creative ideas.
Yes. 206-803-ROCK. Dan, you're east on 16 right now. What is that one show you and your partner just cannot see eye to eye on?
I tried to get her to watch Breaking Bad so many times. She just absolutely refuses to even sit through 5 minutes of it and even look at it. You know, I was out camping with my father, and we started watching it, and we went home, and he just picked up the entire season and watched it all the way through, you know, did a dead weekend and watched it all the way. But my wife will not watch it.
Have you thought about getting a divorce?
Yeah. Well, 25 years now.
Oh,
so,
you're locked in.
I don't know.
In it to win it.
Yeah. Oh, Breaking Bad. I'm so happy my wife dug that show, because that would have been a tough go to do that one by myself.
We were in it to win it with that one as well.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. Richard from Granite Falls. What is that one show that you and your partner just cannot see eye to eye on?
Good morning.
What's up?
The Boys. She will not watch The Boys with me.
Yep.
What is The Boys?
Oh, I watched one episode. I was hooked, but my wife sounds like your wife as well. She was like, it's just too graphic. It's too violent.
Yep. She just does. And then I'm the same way when she watches her murder mystery solving flicks. I can't stand to watch those.
So, which you could probably tell better than I can, but The Boys is basically, it's like a superhero show, but all of the superheroes are very flawed.
It's like dark comedy humor, kind of dark superheroes.
Is it like new or is it old?
It came out within like the last 4 years. It's relatively new. It's really good. It's well written. But it was one of those ones where I was like, yeah, this is not going to happen.
It's not the one.
No.
206-803-ROCK. Shelley from Kennewick, our simple question. What is that one show that you and your partner just cannot see eye to eye on?
Well, when he was around, it was Ghost Whisperer. He just wanted to watch the brunette.
That's awesome.
The Daily Mix Show.
An NBA executive has lost his job, and it's because he made it rain at the strip club a little too much. So what went down? We're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
NFLPA Executive Director Lloyd Howell Jr. found himself at the center of controversy.
Yes.
So much so that he ended up resigning. There were reports that came out that he was expensing union funds to go to strip clubs, including one in Miami called Tootsie's Cabaret.
So what part of this is frowned upon? Because I need to know so I don't apply for this job.
Well, there was an investigator involved, and he was also informed that there was a $738 car service from the airport to Tootsie's Cabaret as well. Like, these are big, big, big dollars from the union funds. And so many people have, of course, had to voice their opinions. So we must go straight to the comments.
Found a few of these comments about this guy and his strip club endeavors, and we figured who better to read it than... I mean, maybe somebody would have wanted to see her at a strip club. Betty White.
Perfect.
Yeah, I feel like, you know what? It's good to bring Betty back from the dead.
Yes.
And this is Robot Betty White reading some of the comments about this NBA executive that decided to use the company card to go to strip clubs. Are you ready for the first comment?
Oh, yeah.
Guy didn't even bother checking into his hotel. Went straight from the plane to the club. Respect.
Man so, on a mission.
Could he not have gotten an Uber? Wouldn't an Uber be cheaper?
Probably.
I guess maybe he's just, maybe part of the package is probably not the best word to use. No pun intended, but maybe it was like a package deal. Like you get the club, you get the car, you get the champagne room.
Oh, well, there was also a big paper trail.
My old job took our credit cards away because a dude pulled the same stunt in Atlanta.
I don't know how you can feel comfortable even doing that.
Never would I ever think that that would be something I could get away with.
I mean, granted, nobody's giving us the company credit card.
No.
But even if they did, I would not want to. You know what's going to get back? It's going to hit. I guess you're just so full of yourself or drunk with power that you think no one's going to care or no one's going to catch me.
Oh, my gosh. It's ridiculous.
Can a person have some fun after work?
Yes. They absolutely
can. On your
own
dime.
Can someone tell me how to get stripper service to the airport? Asking for a friend.
Yeah, how are we going to do that in Austin? Like, can they pick us up and just take us straight to, is it Tootsie's?
Like a party bus that already has the poles inside?
Yes.
We can start it then?
It's like a pre-funk. Right.
Yes.
Man, we don't need to stop at the hotel.
No.
Relax, guys. He was just there for the wings.
That is a good question. So, like, I know you can't do this, but let's just say we were working in Portland and we had the company credit card, and they're like, yeah, you go out, get some lunch, charge it up however you want. And we're like, we're saving you money by going to the Acropolis because the food is cheap but very good there.
Great steak.
But we're also eating at a strip club. What is worse, going to like, you know, a fine steakhouse where you run up like a $200 bill,
mm-hmm.
or going to the Acropolis where you run up a $15 bill?
This is a fine question you're posing.
Can we get our boss Dave in here to answer these questions?
Yes.
That dance cost him $3.6 million per year.
Ooh.
Hope it was a good one.
I bet it was.
That's the other thing. Like, this guy's the NFLPA executive director. He's probably making very good money. Why aren't you just buying your own lap dances and car services?
He probably shares his finances with his wife.
What a ding-dong.
At least he wasn't caught on the Coldplay kiss cam.
That's a very, very good point.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, we need your help. We need everybody to step up and donate what you can over at KISW.com to support Kicks for Kids. Mary's Place Kids, they really could use that support as they get ready to go back to school in just a couple of short weeks. So we would love your donations. Help us hit 400 pairs of shoes at KISW.com. Your morning, you may be curious about what all is going on out there in the world, especially when it comes to pop culture. Rest assured, there's a ton. Well, we're going to help out by telling you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
We are all still processing the loss of Ozzy Osbourne. I don't think anybody ever imagined a world without him, but Tony Iommi has already given his first interview.
Which is just insane that he did. I mean, good on him for being willing to talk, because I'm sure a lot of Sabbath fans and Ozzy fans will find some kind of, you know, comfort in hearing Tony Iommi talk about his friend.
This was from ITV, where he was talking about the final show and also goofing on Bill Ward a little bit.
And to have Bill there as well. And Bill, I mean, Bill's Bill. And he'd never change. It was funny. We said, don't take your shirt off, Bill, please.
I'm so glad he brought that up. Because, I mean, what the hell was Bill doing?
Oh,
did you see the video?
Let it all
of that?
Hang out.
He didn't care.
No.
I mean, I love it. I love the body positivity there.
Yes.
He's old. He's just like, I don't give an F. This is what you get.
But it's
it was a little unnerving too. And I'm glad that his bandmates are like, Bill, what are you doing, man?
Do you think Ozzy loved being on that stage for that concert?
Do you think Ozzy loved Bill shirtless?
Yes.
Ozzy loved being on that stage for that concert. Do you think he was comfortable throughout the whole thing? He was really moved. Obviously, I was in the audience. I could see the emotion.
Yeah. I think he was moved and frustrated as well, because he wanted to stand up. You could see he was trying to get up. But yeah, it meant everything to him. It was this is what we built up for that big ending where he could see all the people, and we could all see all the people, and close it in that way, you know. But we didn't expect to close it so quick with us. We didn't expect him to go, you know, that quick, really. Or we didn't expect him to go. So it's been a shock.
And he was talking about how, like, him and Ozzy were just, like, texting, like, the day before, like, and which I thought was kind of funny. I'm like, I don't know why I just never pictured the two dudes from Black Sabbath just being, like, texting. Like, I'm now thinking, like, are they sending gifts to each other?
You up?
Right? I mean, that kind of adds to the, you know, the conversation where a lot of people were talking about, yeah, Ozzy, yeah, he had Parkinson's and he had some health ailments, but, I mean, his family were saying before this happened, like, he's not dying anytime soon.
No.
So it definitely... It seems like more of a shock than a lot of us were thinking, too.
For sure.
Yeah. And speaking of Ozzy, I guess this is now surfacing because people were wondering, like, how are they going to pay tribute to him now that he's gone? And apparently there was an interview that Ozzy did before he passed away saying that his family could do anything at his funeral as long as it made them happy, even if it meant playing Justin Bieber or Susan Boyle.
Oh. Let's do both of those things.
He said he wants to celebrate service to be a celebration, not a mope fest, and joked that it could be a medley of oddball songs or even a video of him asking for a second opinion from his doctor. Here's the trippy part, and I didn't know this. I know him in Motorhead.
Lemmy.
Very close, to the point where Lemmy helped write some of Ozzy's songs, including one of his biggest hits, which is My Mom Coming Home. Mm-hmm. And apparently, Lemmy passed away 17 days after his last concert with Motorhead. And Ozzy passed away 17 days after his last concert with Black Sabbath and his solo stuff as well.
That's wild.
I thought so, too.
Dr. Salvador Plasencia admitted to illegally giving ketamine to Matthew Perry without any valid medical justification, ended up pleading guilty to 4 counts of ketamine distribution, and is going to be sentenced on December 3rd. In the plea deal, he's going to surrender his medical license and is facing up to 40 years in prison, although they are saying he'll probably get a lighter sentence than that. Then another person still involved in this case is Jasveen Sangha. She's nicknamed the Ketamine Queen.
Which was your nickname in college, right?
No. Oh, okay. She is set to stand trial next month on this matter.
I'm sorry, Ketamine Princess.
Yes, there you go.
Yes. Did anyone watch South Park, the big season premiere?
No.
Oh, my goodness. It was brutal.
Was it?
I mean, it's South Park in true South Park form, which it begs the question, and I'll have you guys kind of like sit on it for a second, and is if you knew South Park was going to make fun of you, I mean, I feel like that is like the ultimate.
That's like a rite of passage, I think, for people in the public eye.
Would you be okay with it no matter how brutal they got? And I bring this up because they targeted President Trump, and they depicted him as a naked guy at one point during the episode, and he had a, how do I say this? He had a tiny talking package, and they show it.
Like a UPS package?
Yes, like and this is what it sounded like.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I endorse this message.
Trump.
His penis is teeny tiny, but his love for us is large.
And dude, I mean, I think they had much. It wasn't animated. Like, they had this part was like through the beauty of artificial intelligence. Oh. But it made me think, like, okay, you're getting clowned on for like your junk size, but you're being clowned on by South Park, which, like you said, is kind of like, you know, that's a pop culture icon making fun of you, and that's what they're known for.
I think you get cool points for that.
Would you be okay? Like, let's just say they found the one thing that you don't like people making fun of you about, but they're like, look, we'll do a whole episode about you, Taryn Daly.
It's the size of my penis. That's the one.
Is it teeny tiny?
Yeah, teeny tiny.
Danny?
Oh, yeah. I would be so on board, first off, and then I'd watch it all, like, and make fun of myself, probably.
I'd probably wake up every morning and watch it.
Yeah.
Not the one about me, the one about you, Danny.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah.
The Daily Migs Show.
Do you think that you are smart enough to beat Steve Migs? If so, call 206-803-ROCK to try to take this man down. We're going to play Beat Migs at 850.